This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opening day, Cleveland, technically in Cleveland. It's in Kansas City, but we're getting closer and it's televised and it's going to be 80 degrees. So I think that's going to warm you up. When you are watching a 410 today.
It will be nice to see a sunny place that I know everyone is in t-shirts and shorts.
Yes, it is weird when you see everybody in jackets and the ski caps. You're like, is it really opening day? Does it feel like it? Should this game even count?
And then we're going to get a little warmth this weekend. Yeah. And that'll
We are Saturday. Saturday's, it's looking like it's getting into the 70, close to 70. And the rain, they've dampened the rain projections.
That's
a little
almost
bit.
Almost weather report.
That is. All right. Want to get to this because, Jason, you came in and said, I got to get this off my chest.
No, I didn't.
I remember when he yelled.
You were screaming and yelling. I'm like, all right, we'll get it in. I promise. You heard Mike DeWine say something recently. And so we had young Mitch track it down. Here is the governor, the state of Ohio, Mike DeWine. Thanks to Morgan Trout, intrepid State House reporter and Syracuse grad. She had this from your governor on the funding of a new Browns stadium.
Well, I think I've been very clear that there is a good pathway to remove us once and for all from taking general fund money, tax dollars, and putting them into stadiums. There's a way out of this and still be very supportive of our professional teams in the state of Ohio, and that is simply to raise the tax on internet gambling. Having that money go to the stadiums, to me, makes just a lot of sense. But at the same time, not take money away from education, not take money away from mental health. It's the way to go.
But would you veto it?
Well, I'm hoping that they're not going to do that. We got a long, long way to go, as you know. Well, I hope when people really think about this, what they're going to realize, we can't really afford to continue to put money in sports stadiums out of the general fund. There's not enough money there. It competes with education. This is an easy way out of it, and it's something that I think when the legislature really looks at, they're going to say, look, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, that was Mike DeWine, so we thank Morgan Trout, State House reporter, WEWS. She had that yesterday. The governor was speaking at a luncheon. So this is the most recent time we've heard him. He continues to talk about, instead, get this money from the gamblers. Let's put on a pretty robust tax on the gamblers that are actually, those are the types of people that would be most into a new stadium anyway. So what do you think of that? Jason Lloyd, because you've been on record talking about this in the past.
I think he's 100% right. He's totally right. I wrote about it years ago, probably 2 years ago. I wrote that they should increase it. I think I wrote like 6%, 5 or 6%. And he went all gangster and said, no, we're going to double it, which is aggressive. But like, it's not just Cleveland. It's not just the Brown Stadium. The Bengals are trying to do something down there with their stadium. They've got decisions they're going to have to make. Ohio Stadium in Columbus, how long until they try and do something else? And you can't keep like the Browns want to use bonds to do it, which basically it's money put up front by the state, and then you use tax revenues from the project to pay it back. What if those projections fall short? What's more likely, the projections fall short on the bonds, or gambling goes away and the gambling dries up because you've just doubled the tax? Ohio, I don't have it exact. I was trying to look at it during the break. I can't remember. They're like top five in the country in sports gambling. It's Nevada, obviously. It's New Jersey, obviously. New York. I think Michigan might be ahead of them, and that might be it. And then it's Ohio. And the handle in Ohio for 2024 was $9 billion. $9 billion was the handle on sports gambling in Ohio. And are the gambling companies going to pass some of that on to the bettors? Yeah, they probably will. Okay, fine. Somebody's got to pay for this stuff. And like, first of all, I'm on record. He should pay for it himself. Like, Jimmy should pay for it himself. He's already put up half of it. He's saying he's put up half of it, and he would cover the overruns. If we're being honest, he should just pay for the whole thing. But something like this covers the entire state. And since DeWine's on his way out anyway, and he doesn't have to be in bed with all the gambling companies, he can go out and say this. And I know he's getting pushback on both sides. Democrats and Republicans both have pushed back on it.
Because of the lobbying power
and
of the
industry. Wrong. And they're wrong. DeWine is right. They should do this.
I do wonder about the passing it on. You've already seen them send warnings in other states. I think Massachusetts, now that they've gone live in Massachusetts, they've warned everybody that, you know, some of the promotions won't be available, or we might have to tinker with the odds. Who knows how they would really do it? I do wonder if that would push people back to gambling the old-fashioned way then.
No.
You know, go into the guy they meet up, you know, once a month to settle things.
No. It's too easy on your phone. It's too easy to open your phone. You can make 100 bets during the game. All the in-game bets and everything else, this is the solution for a state like Ohio with multiple facilities, multiple teams. You know, you got the two teams in Cincinnati. You've got the teams here, the three teams here, Nationwide Arena in Columbus. Like, yeah. There's a lot of facilities that could benefit from this.
Did you have any surprise whatsoever? Channel 19 commissioned a scientific study over the last few days, and the majority of people in the region did not want the Dome, did not want the new stadium in Brook Park. And do you think the Haslams care about what the fans want?
No, they don't care. And I am pro Dome. I've been pro Dome all along. Like, I think it's a good thing. I hope that it gets done. But I don't want to do it at the expense of all of this money and public funding being on the hook for it. Because I agree with DeWine. When you look at the poverty levels in Cleveland, when you look at the education needs, it's pretty hard to justify giving all this money to a billionaire to build a stadium. But that's why I think gambling, and I know for a while they were looking at marijuana too, and marijuana I don't think is a viable path anymore, but gambling 100% is.
All right, let's go before the end of the show. Tony on the road. It is opening day. I want to hear from the fans about opening day. Go ahead, T.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Hey,
Thank
Tony.
You. What's on your mind?
Hey, our front office, I just want to give them their flowers, and I want us to operate within the land of reality as a fan base that baseball is the most unfair of all professional sports with the lack of salary cap. So I just wanted to call out, you know, since 2014 and Tito got into place, we've got to be top three in wins per dollar amount spent. Our culture's elite. I know the Royals had a World Series, you know, right at the front end, the time I'm mentioning, 2014 or 15. But we've been the best team in the AL Central, and I think
one of the best in baseball over that time.
Absolutely, with this payroll. So I think if you gave our front office an LA or New York payroll, God knows what they could get done. And it's a shame that baseball is that way. Kind of my hope is these Dodgers or Yankees, particularly the Dodgers, they get so good at financially manipulating things that they break the sport. They make it so ugly that a salary cap becomes a more viable option.
I got to go. Unfortunately, I think the salary floor is what you might get.
That's what you need.
Salary cap.
You know, I know we got to go. You know the disparity between the number one payroll in the NBA and the 30th ranked payroll in the NBA?
How much?
$80 million. In baseball, it's about $280 million.
And really, it's more because you're using the deferred numbers for the Dodgers.
Right.
It really is way more than that. You think about it.
So it's not so much the cap, it's the floor that comes with it.